8 a.m. Good morning, 7:12. Brock Unter.
I don't think so, Tim.
Today, partly cloudy. We've got a chance for rain, mostly before noon. High of 77. Tonight, clear, cooler, less humid. Thank God. Low of 55. Tomorrow, sunny. High of 73. Saturday, sunny. High of 75. Woo! Gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous.
I was drinking the air last night.
Yeah. Seriously. It was thick.
Yeah. It was thick.
Thick.
Yeah.
Golf like ball. A, like,
golf.
Like, a,
like you like your women?
Like exactly. Thick.
Anyway.
What were you going to say?
I was
going to
say something very bad, but I can't.
Don't. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Thick, just like my...
socks in the wintertime.
Yes.
Moron. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Around.
Think about it. As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
If your drain is plugged up with thick residue.
Yeah, if your septic's all thick, call Pump That Septic. I like it. The sequel to Top Gun with Tom Cruise is still in production. But that doesn't mean you can't live out your Top Gun dreams.
Uh-oh. Right? Why? This is getting me excited because that trailer gets me excited.
A private aircraft sales company out of Palm Beach, Florida is selling an F-16AB Fighting Falcon.
What?
You can buy.
An F-16?
An F-16.
Is that a Tomcat? No, it's a Falcon?
Yeah, it's a Falcon. It's the Fighting Falcon.
How much? 1 million Pepsi points?
No, that was like, wasn't that like 100 billion Pepsi points?
Yeah, they said 1 million. It was a Harrier jet.
Let's see. The jet, which was built in 1980, is priced at $8.5 million. But that's a value considering the new model from 1998 comes at $14.6 million.
Does it fly?
Yeah, it's fully functional.
No way. No way you can buy a fighter jet.
Sure you can.
No.
As long as all the guns and missiles are stripped off it, if you're a pilot, why not? How cool would that be?
I don't believe it. There's no way.
Hunter,
jet, dude.
Do made-up stories on the morning dump.
It's not a Cessna, dude. This is an F-18, Brock.
F-16, it's not that bad.
F-16.
It's not that bad.
Because in Top Gun, they fly the F-18 yeah. Hornet.
Against the MiG.
F-A-18 Hornet.
And he was inverted.
Oh, yeah. Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, it's for sale.
No way.
Yeah. How's your credit score? You want to get a line of credit by this bad boy?
It's pretty good. But
you and I could fly. I could pick you up on my way to work, pick you up and whip over here.
Oh, dude.
In a half a second.
No. We're here. Or yeah. How about this? How about we get the company to buy it and then we give it away for Screaming Yellow Summer 2020?
We would need like 500,000 sponsors.
You know what's funny, too, is we'd still get listeners, bitch. Ah! It's just an F-14.
Yes, yeah.
The F-A-18 is way better. It's way more powerful. That's kind of the direction I wanted to go.
It's not. I'm more of a stealth fighter kind of guy. You know what? I'll give it to my kid. Okay, then.
God.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Exactly. My firstborn, for God's sake.
God, dude, how badass.
That'd be killer. That'd be awesome.
Would that be?
That'd be awesome.
Imagine driving. Okay, you're driving along Napier. You know, a guy's got a nice old Lincoln in his driveway, and his neighbor's got a F-14, or what is it?
F-16.
F-16.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need to fly it. You could just drive everywhere on it.
You know, loud.
Just going to get groceries.
Right.
Hey, Hank! I'm just taking the F-16 to get groceries.
It's got an auto start to warm it up.
Karen and I will be over later for dinner.
What?
I can't hear you because of the jet engine.
Dude, that is a dream.
I can't hear you because of the jet engine. I'll call you later. I said I'll call you. Forget it. Just take off. I love it.
You know what? I'd sign up for Uber. I'd be an Uber driver in an F-16. I'll be there in like 4 seconds. Be ready.
Be fantastic. Lastly, this is one hell of a spoiler alert. A spoiler alert. I can't talk this morning. Blech. A team of scientists in Germany, the Germans with their beakers and their lab coats, they created a new blood test that is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone is going to die. The test analyzes a person's blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person is going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. And it's 80% accurate.
Oh, man.
Meaning that if it tells you you've got less than a decade left, it's probably right. And the team isn't done yet. Quote, we see this as a foundation. We don't see this as a test as an endpoint. Yeah. So, Germans, we see this as a foundation, yeah? Which means one day, maybe sooner than we think, there could be a blood test that will be able to tell you how much longer you have to live. Would you want to know when you were going to die?
No.
I kind of would.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
Because here's the thing. If it's like, look, you're going to die in 5 years. I would not be working. I'd be enjoying myself for the next 5 years.
And then you're one of the 20% that live like another 50 years.
Hey, damn it. Right. You guys said I was going to die. I'm broke.
Right.
I was living like I was dying.
I don't think you want to know, man.
I would.
I think that's one of the beauties of life is you don't know.
That's one of the horrible things about life.
Well,
because think about it. Because you just be walking down the street and all of a sudden truck tire, boom, you're dead.
So you want to know. Would you want other people to know when they're going to die? Because some people can't handle it, Brock. Some people could not handle that.
That's true. But
some people, you think people go crazy and psycho now?
That's what I'm saying. It should be your choice. Like, hey, you can go to the doctor for your physical, you know, turn your head, cough left. Also, do you want to know when you want to die?
Well, okay, dude, you got a guy who's on the verge of snapping.
Yeah.
You know, he's been like this for 4 years. Yeah. He's just like careless. He's like, man, I don't like my life. It sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get that test, see how long I live. And he's like, dude, you get like 4 years. Of course he's going to snap.
Yeah.
That's going to make him snap. He's going to do something crazy.
I don't think
it's a good thing.
I think you're overthinking it, to be honest.
I don't think so.
I think you'd be honest. Why don't we go for a little cruise in the F-16 and we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it on a road trip.
See, that's what's going to happen. The guy's going to get 6 years. He's going to be like, all right, I got all his money saved up. I got 6 years. I'm going to buy that F-16 and just...
Then he's going to live his best life, though. He's going to live his best life. Just cruising around.
I always think the worst, don't I?
You do. You do.
I do.
I want you to find out when you're going to die.
What if it was like...
So I know when to make the party happen.
What? Surprise!
You're dead, bitch!
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock